Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 20th of October? Well, I do hope so. It's Mashuaja Day, or Heroes Day, in Kenya, a day for Kenyans to collectively honor all those who contributed towards the struggle for independence or who positively contributed in post-independence Kenya. Happy Heroes Day, Kenya. Oh, man, I wish I were there. I bet the grills are lit and there is some amazing barbecuing going on. Have fun and eat some ribs for me. Wah.
My name is Ignatius Nji. I live in Bamenda City in Cameroon, West Africa. I love RFA and especially reports from our own reporter, your correspondent from Cameroon, Alphonse Tebet. And I think it's a very good initiative. You people give us good information. Credibility of your news source is very, very important to us. I want to thank you very much.
Surprise! You've not forgotten, have you? We have a phone number for you to call and leave us a message. It records directly into our sound editor so we can put your voice and your message directly on the air like you just heard. Just say hello, give your name and your country, and say something short, whatever you're thinking about. And, of course, you could always just say, I love RFI English, because, of course, you do. Here's David Coffey with the number.
To call our listener line and leave us a message, dial +331 8422 9582. Say your name and country and leave a short message, whatever you're thinking about. That's +331 8422 9582. We're waiting to hear from you.
David's right. We're waiting to hear from you. I'll give the number again at the end of the show, so stay tuned.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 15th of September, I asked you a political question about Sweden, where parliamentary elections were held on the 9th. You were to send me the results of that election. Specifically, you were to tell me what percentage of the votes the center-left alliance, led by the Social Democrats, won, what percentage of the votes the center-right alliance, led by the moderates, won, and what percentage of the votes the far-right party, the Sweden Democrats, won. The answer is the red-green bloc of center-left, leftist, and environmental parties led by the Social Democrats had 40.6% of the vote. The center-right alliance, led by the moderates, was just behind with 40.3%. The far-right Sweden Democrats were third with 17.6%. The winners of this week's quiz are Kilpatrick Frederick Kabwita from Lusaka, Zambia, and Fidelis Narika from Buea, Cameroon. There's RFI Listeners Club member Samir Mukhopadhyay from Kolkata, India, Muhammad Shamim, the president of the RFI Golden Eagles Club in Keralam State, also in India, and last but not least, Ferhat Bezazel, the president of the RFI En Kachera Butterflies Club in West Skikta, Algeria. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. About 240 kilometers north of Khartoum in what used to be Nubia but is now Sudan, there are pyramids, and there are a lot of them, over 200. That's more than twice as many as Egypt. They were built right outside the capital of the Kingdom of Kush, an important power in the ancient world from the 8th century BCE to the 4th century AC. The pyramids were built as burial tombs for the kings, queens, and notables of the kingdom. The pyramids, as well as the capital city itself, were listed on UNESCO's World Heritage Site, but they are practically unknown. They're rarely visited, and they are not protected at all. I want you to write in with the name of the site, which is taken from the name of the capital city of the Kushite kingdom. That is, the pyramids of... Again, write in with the name of the site in modern-day Sudan where pyramids were built for the royal families of the Kingdom of Kush. The name of the site is identical to the name of the capital of the kingdom. You have until the 3rd of December to get your answer in. Be sure to tune in on the 8th of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 96 82. That's +336 31 12 96 82. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
I'm Doug, hello from Paris.
We have new members to welcome to the general RFI Listeners Club, and two are from Uganda. There's Kiplin Gat Nathan Sikor, who notes he listens to us in English, French, and Swahili. His countryman Jack Natumba wrote that he especially appreciates our daily reporting on global issues. From Kingston, Jamaica, there's new member Kadiake Taylor. From Brekama, The Gambia, Ayub Ba. And from Bamenda, Cameroon, Ignatius Nji. Welcome. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. And for the official, independent RFI clubs across the world, don't forget there's a Facebook group page just for you called RFI English Clubs. Be sure you ask to join the group. There's a questionnaire you have to answer, and you must tell me which official, independent RFI club you belong to and provide your club membership number. Everyone can look at it, but only members of official, independent RFI clubs can post on it. And don't forget to call us and leave us a message. The number again is +331 84 22 95 82. That's +331 84 22 95 82. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Remember, the Sound Kitchen is only fun if you are a part of it. Don't just send in your answer to the quiz. Take an extra minute or two and share with us what's up in your life. What's your radio club doing? What book are you reading? Is there a festival happening in your city? Or why not? What'd you think about today? Get into this kitchen and help out. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
You talk like Marlene and Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamère. Your clothes are all made by Balmain.
I'll play you out with music by request from listener Rumen Pankov from Sofia, Bulgaria. He asked to hear the hit song "Where Do You Go To, My Lovely?" from the British folk singer Peter Sarstedt. This song was at the top of the UK singles chart in 1969. Enjoy. Many thanks to my colleague Olivier Roux for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'll be off for the next 2 weeks, but I've left some nice hot meals on the stove for you, so be sure and tune in. Next week, you'll hear from listener John James Bassey in Nigeria about the health benefits of red-headed lizard soup. Yummy. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. The quiz will be back on the 8th of November.
From the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. And when you go on your summer vacation, you go to Joie-les-Bains with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in St. Moritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. And no, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Oh, won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan, and he sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. And they say that if you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? You better tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Well, I remember the back streets of Naples and two children begging in rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone tags. They tried. So look into my face, Marie Claire. Remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever. But I know you still bear the scar deep inside. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. Oh yes, and I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your